Long ago it was written that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Now we approach the season which, in every year, we mark our higher purpose and our common humanity. In this year, this season, is also the time to pause and the time to reflect on where we have been and where we are going. Halfway between the terrible summer of 1967 and what well may be a most difficult time in the summer of 1968. The weather is cool now, and the violence that breaks out only occasionally. But the embers of disaffection and distrust, the sparks of frustration and discontent, these still burn and these still crackle in the ashes of Detroit and Newark, Los Angeles and New York, and in every city across this nation. Look through the eyes of the young slum dweller, the Negro, the Puerto Rican, the Mexican American, at the dark and hopeless world that he sees. On his television set, the young man can still watch the multiplying marvels of white America. The commercials still tell him life is impossible without the latest products of our consumer society. All this goes on, but he still cannot buy them. How overwhelming must be the frustration of this young man, this young American, who desperately wanting to believe and half believing, finds himself still locked in the slums, his education second rate, unable to get a job, confronted by the open prejudice and subtle hostilities of the white world, and powerless to change his condition or even to have an effect on his future. The fact is, if we want to change these conditions, those of us here in this room, those of us who are in the establishment, whether it be business or labor or government, we must act. The fact is that we can act. And the fact is also that we are not acting. For there is, after all, for all of us, no alternative. History has placed us all, black and white, rich and poor, within a common border and under a common law. All of us, from the wealthiest to the young children that I have seen in this country in this year, bloated by starvation, we all share one precious possession, and that is the name American. It is not easy to know what that means, but in part to be an American means to have been an outcast and a stranger, to have come to the exile's country, and to know that he who denies the outcast and the stranger still amongst us, he also denies America. That is something for us to consider in this Christmas of 1967. I thank you.